Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And as always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, whose sponsorship I appreciate. And of course, thank you to your support as well. If you buy me a coffee, that similarly helps me sustain this workload. Okay, I want to talk about, what I just see is the sheer evil of the mainstream media. And I'll tell you what's prompted this conversation I want to have with you. I saw a headline in the Daily Mail, which reads, quote, "The moment one of Putin's £228 million nuclear bombers tailspins to the ground whilst on fire over Russia after being blasted by a Ukrainian missile." And oh boy, is the Daily Mail excited. They're so happy to see this as this aircraft hurtles in flames to the ground. This is one of the Russian 2/22M3 strategic bombers. And apparently the Ukrainian military, they claimed responsibility for the crash. No evidence that that's the case. But if the Ukrainian military said, then that is true. There is then, I believe, at least one member of the four-man crew is dead. So there was death involved in this as well. So here's the thing I want to talk about, and it's this. The UK media delight in the deaths of, in this case, Russians, right? And it's so morally wrong. If you go on alternative media in enough spaces, you can check out on a daily basis incidents involving the deaths of Ukrainians by Russians. There are various Telegram channels, I'm sure some of you may be aware of them, then you can check that out. Now, I hate it all. A Ukrainian life and a Russian life and a British life, for that matter, we're all equal. There's no difference between us. There is no more virtue between one and another. So I find it abhorrent that the media, actually, there are these hacks working for the mainstream media, are so delighted and ecstatic at the death of one particular group. But if that had have been a Ukrainian bomber, which they don't have sparring to the ground, and Ukrainians dead, you wouldn't have read about it because they wouldn't cover it, because that's happening day in, day out. Ukrainian forces are being pulverized by the Russians day in, day out, right? That's what's happening. But you don't read about it because the media are giving you this false picture of what's happening. And they're exulting and they're excited about the death of Russians. But that got me thinking then, and I wonder, this is where we challenge it a bit. So if the media can completely misrepresent what's happening between Ukraine and Russia, what else, what previous wars do you think the media completely misrepresented? Or do you think it's the first time it's ever happened? Because it makes me think, and I'm not talking just, you know, the Middle Eastern wars with Iraq and Syria. I'm not talking Libya. I'm not talking about those. Going back in time, let's just tackle the biggies. World War II and World War I. The media have given us a very clear view of, well, especially with World War II, how it came about. World War I's still a bit vague. Still a bit vague. So Grand Duke Ferdinand was assassinated, and what, we all had to go to war and we had to wipe out generations of Brits. Really? But World War II, oh no, that was very simple. Nazi aggression, that was what it is. Very clear. The Allies were the good guys, and obviously the bad guys were the Germans and their allies. So I don't frankly believe anything that I'm told about history anymore, not in traditional history anyway. I think that the liars that are withholding information from you about what's happening between Russia and Ukraine, arguably what's happening between Israel and Gaza, they're the same people that back then, I believe, they were probably doing similar things. So in other words, whilst we now exercise a critical mind with all this stuff, we need to exercise a critical mind when we review history as well. War, as I keep pointing out, is such an evil. I absolutely oppose it. I don't believe there's ever a really good reason for war other than a just war where you're defending your own home. So if someone comes to take my house, yeah, I'll go to war with them, sure. But in all other circumstances, I want to be a peaceful person. I want to live in a neighborly, you know, sort of loving manner with all the people around me if I can, if I'm allowed to. If someone tries to take that away, take stuff from me, it's going to be different, obviously. But yeah, so our media is evil to the core. There is literally nothing in the mainstream media that you can read or watch that you can trust. You really can't. You can't trust your lion eyes. You just can't. And so it's not just their moral abomination, the fact that delight in deaths of human beings, which is, to my mind, just grotesque. But it's the fact that everything they tell you and everything they show you itself is all part of a similar agenda. So take my advice, and I know a lot of you guys do this anyway, you know, stay away from the mainstream media for your well-being. It's for your own good. And read widely in the alternative media. And obviously, you know, maybe if in my small way, if I can bring you information that helps you challenge back as well, that's going to be worthwhile. So listen, we're all heading off into the weekend. I wish you well, and hope you have a great weekend. There will be podcasts coming out over the weekend, so I'm sure there'll be more chat to be had. But that's it from me for now. And the final thought, it is Friday. If you're able to buy me a coffee to see me across the weekend, that would be much appreciated. Thanks so much. Bye for now.